Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You're commiserating with your friends and hanging out, just thinking about life and, you know,
really?
Knocking a couple back. Yeah.
What bar is that?
Yeah, whatever. Could be anywhere.
It could be a little closing time. That's how you end the bar.
Yeah, all right. I mean, similar vein, no?
I want to know what you were doing at that exact moment when you decided to type those
words. I don't know.
That is an interesting submission,
Sal. I must have been in my feels somehow, hearing that song, like, man, I like this song. It was a popular song.
How many tears did you have dripping down your face?
Yeah, you probably... It was another day of doing battle with BT. We're on wind after the show during the early days.
Yeah, exactly. We got both decompress. You listen to that. I go home. I listen to Olivia Newton-John on the way home, so we can both because we yell at each other for 4 hours. Let me get some soft music.
All right, let's talk about something uplifting here. How about the Mets last night, BT?
You got to be pumped.
Oh, no.
Come on, you stink.
No, look, they had to win last night.
No kidding, and they did.
Barely.
I told you they were going to win two out of three in Chicago.
Barely.
And they did.
All right, and now they're going to have to win two out of three in Miami.
And they will.
Who's pitching?
I don't know.
I mean, literally, we don't know.
Well,
Brandon Sproat's going to start tonight,
and it's going to have to be Holmes and Manoah. You can't put Peterson out there.
Well, he's going to be pitching some of the innings.
I would start Holmes Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Holmes is not any good. Peterson's not any good. Manoah is not any good.
Holmes is better than Manoah and Peterson right now. Holmes is better than those guys.
Fair enough.
He should pitch Saturday.
Yeah, he'll give you a solid, what, 4 1/3, 2 runs allowed?
Yeah, he'll give you a solid 17 minutes.
Dude, I mean, that's my point. So they won last night. Great. They had to. And they're, you know, the Diamondbacks got beaten to a pulp by the Dodgers. Unfortunately, the Reds were able to hold on.
Did you see the way the Reds won?
I was watching that live, actually.
Dude, what a play.
Yeah, I know. I saw it live. I was like, oh, my God.
I think he's a converted third baseman, too. They said he never played the outfield before that.
It was an incredible catch. Soto
was great.
Soto would probably make that play as well.
Yeah, bounce off his head like in Seiko.
So, no, they had to win last night. Good for them. The offense did their job.
Yep.
They did take two out of three in Chicago. But that game last night wasn't the problem. They had McClain on the mound, and even though he wasn't terrific, he got the job done. Offense did their job. It was the right lineup, the right defense. Beatty playing defense at third base.
Yes.
The outfield defense, whatever. So they did. By the way, the Cubs outfield defense was terrific. That's an outfield defense that you want. Guys diving all over the place, robbing hits left and right. Guy in left, PCA, whatever it may be. Anyway, Mets did their job. They had their high-end bullpen relievers ready to go, and they needed all of them. Got the job done. Rogers, Raleigh, Diaz, okay, perfect. Now what? This was the problem. This was when I looked at the schedule saying, man, I don't think the Mets have enough. It wasn't, well, can they not win the game that McClain starts? It wasn't that. It was the rest of it. How the hell is this team going to manage these final three games in Miami? Mets haven't been good on the road. Miami has been hot. Alcantara tonight. Sproat's the only guy that gives you a chance, and even he hasn't been. He's not like McClain.
Mm-hmm.
And even McClain, again, two and a five runs last night. Well, it's not like he gave you 8 shutout last night. And then what? They have the bullpen's depleted. They have no good arm. Like, there's nowhere to turn. They get 3 games.
Keep hitting. You got to hit.
Is it going to be enough? You think they take 2 out of 3 against the Marlins?
I think they make the playoffs. I do. I told you that. I thought they'd win 2 out of 3 against Chicago. Now, for whatever reason, I'm a little less confident that they get 2 this weekend.
All right, so say they get 1.
And then obviously you have to have some things break your way.
Well,
that goes without saying.
The Reds would have to lose 2 out of 3 in that scenario.
Correct.
And the Diamondbacks would have to...
Get swept?
Just not sweep. Because the Diamondbacks right now...
They're back by 2 games. Correct, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So if the Diamondbacks swept and the Mets went 1-2,
yep,
they would catch the Mets.
They would catch them.
And by the way, the Padres have nothing to play for. Schlitt said it yesterday on some podcast that basically they're going to rest their guys up. I don't know if they're going to be literally sitting out, but they're focused on, they should be.
Well, same with the Brewers,
the
right? Brewers don't have a whole lot going on.
Brewers, I think they need to win one more game to clinch home field throughout.
Okay, and if they get that, and this is the age-old question, like what responsibility do you have to the rest of the league? The integrity? My answer has been none. Yeah, I got a responsibility to the 25 guys in the locker room.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, that is you. That's not me to figure out. You didn't win enough games up until this point. You figure it out.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though. I think you're selling McClain short. I from last night. I know we gave up some. That young man is filthy.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, he threw some back foot curveballs that are absolutely untouchable. And were they saying this during the game? I don't think it was Ronnie. I think it was Zeal in the post game where his curveball is thrown so.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hard, right? That the first, I don't know, 30, 40 feet of the presentation, it looks like a fastball. So the hitters really can't, because the spin is so tight because he doesn't take a lot off of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, based with the aerodynamics and the physics, like there's all the like how he manipulates the seams is very interesting. I got to learn more about it. His curveball is freakishly good.
Yeah, I mean, 11 strikeouts in 5 1/3 is lights out. Great. And, you know, he started to get a little bit tired. I'm just saying he's a rookie pitcher who's not going to have the full tank to go pedal to the metal the way a true ace would, but he's their ace, and he went 5 1/3 and allowed 5 runs. Like, that's just...
I think a sub-2 ERA, right? What's his ERA, 2?
No, it's now 206, over 2.
206?
Yeah, all right, but my point is, 5 1/3, five runs... I'm not knocking McClain.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. I'm just talking about like his stuff, yeah. And really quick, because Zeal did, yeah, it was Zeal, because then Zeal said this, and I don't know why, maybe because they were playing Chicago. Well, I'm sure that had something to do with it, but the way his ball was moving, and you guys, especially to the lefties, again, that back foot curve, that's just, no one's touching that. He's really good. And I'm saying to myself, during the game, I'm like, wow, kind of looks a little bit like Kerry Wood, I swear to God. And then on the post-game show, when Gary and Todd are talking, Todd even said, I don't know, maybe because they're playing the Cubs, he goes, but that curve reminds me of Kerry Wood when he first came up. Now, hopefully he has more lasting power than Kerry Wood and whatever, but yeah, I mean, he did enough last night. Did you know, and I'm going to come clean, I did not. When Lindor got thrown out at home on the play in the stands, I didn't know that was an automatic base. Did you know that?
No, I did not either. After the fact, I was like, because when I saw it, I was like, wait, why'd they just allow him? He was out. Why'd they allow him to score? And then I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, now that it makes sense. When you're at a play, you get the extra base.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Gary knew it.
It's definitely happened before. When a guy goes out of play, you can't. You get the extra base. You have to field the ball in play, in the field of play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I really did not. Like, I thought if you could just recover.
I feel like that's come up before.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
So you say like the Jeter play, for example, because he caught the ball in play and then went out of bounds. That's okay.
Were there base runners on at that particular point?
No, but he made the catch anyway.
Well, it was a third out though.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So it didn't matter. So we're talking about if the ball leaves, so even that play, it wasn't highlighted because that was a third out.
Yeah, correct.
Even if there were runners on. But that was not a big deal then because of that reason, not because he went into the stands, because if you go into the stands, it's an extra base.
Did not know that. Yeah. So, but if you catch the ball, say, with 1 foot on the dirt track and the body's in the stands, is it the same thing? Rather than just diving and being fully immersed in the stance.
I think if he kept a foot in, let's say 1 foot
then he's in play.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. I learned something. I did not know that. Either way, Mets get it. I mean, they had to win that game last night. They did. Now let's see if they can finish it up. BT and Sal on the Fan. I have my doubts still. And by the way, even if they do, like let's say they do get into the postseason, they're facing the Dodgers. And
well, that's different. Just enjoy the weekend.
There's nothing to enjoy. There's nothing to enjoy. This was not supposed to happen. And I know we could have that conversation on Monday, like, overall, if the Mets don't make it, okay, if they do make it, then when they do get beat by the Dodgers, like, this is, they've been so bad for so long, and even down this stretch just with no pitching, how could you not think the Dodgers are going to murder them in the first
two games? No, I wouldn't give the Mets much of a chance there to win. I would say that the Dodgers would win, probably sweep them. I'm with you, but... You know, you never know. I mean, that's the easy answer. I know you know that. But listen, if you told any Mets fan before the start of the season, oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to have three Mets go for 30 home runs, which has never happened simultaneously in the same season. I mean, and they basically all bat in succession in the batting order. If Nimmo has a crazy weekend, he would be the fourth.
He's had a career year offensively.
I mean, think about this, though. Right. Lindor, 30. Soto, obviously, way over 30. Pete, way over 30. If I told you that in March.
How many does Nimmo have right now?
25 or 26, I think, off the top of my head.
You might be right.
I might be 26.
Right.
I think
25, you're right.
Okay, the one the other night, the three-run shot to tie it at 6, I think was 25. So if I said that to anybody in February or March, you'd be like, yeah, there's no, like the Mets probably win the division. If they don't win the division, they're probably the first wild card. The fact that they haven't been around as long as some of these other teams, but been around since the early 60s. Gary, Keith, and Darryl didn't do it. David Wright and others did. Like, they got three guys who banged 30 home runs and they're still hoping to win 80-something games. It's crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.